UN agencies say civilians have been victims of the latest violence in the eastern DRC. Fighting between government forces and two rebel groups, as well as local ethnic violence, is also causing more displacement. Heavy fighting last weekend between the Congolese army and M23 rebels resulted in heavy casualties on both sides. But the fighting near the North Kivu provincial capital of Goma also put civilians in the line of fire. Daniel McIsaac is a spokesman for the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR.
At least three people were killed, five others wounded on Saturday morning when a shell landed in Dosho, at the suburb of Goma. And Goma at the moment is apparently packed with civilians because more than 150,000 people have been displaced, you know, towards and around the city since the fighting started in 2012.
Others at a nearby displacement camp were also at risk.
Another shell fell Saturday near the Magunga 3 camp, and that shelters 14,000 internally displaced people, Congolese, that had to flee their homes because of the fighting. And meanwhile, 2 days before this, on Thursday, again, we've got reports numerous shells landed in the residential area of Goma, killing at least four people and wounding 15, and all of those were civilians, too.
UNHCR and other agencies are warning warring parties that indiscriminate or deliberate attacks against civilians are war crimes. The Goma area is not the only conflict zone in the eastern Congo. Further north, the Congolese army is fighting the Ugandan rebel group ADF, or Allied Democratic Forces. About 50,000 people fled the area in mid-July and crossed the border into western Uganda. The UNHCR has set up a transit center at Bubukwanga. It has a capacity to handle up to 12,000 people. The problem is, there are as many as 20,000 refugees there.
So it's been a strain on the local communities. People were staying in schools for a while, the refugees on school grounds.
The UN agency has so far transferred about 3,000 of the DRC refugees to the Kwangwali refugee settlement further from the border.
One of the many good things about Uganda hosting so many refugees is that they don't necessarily just live in camps there like you envision a refugee camp with tents. They actually are quite open and have freedom of movement in Uganda, and they have refugee settlements. They don't look so different from a typical rural village in Uganda.
Besides the two current conflict zones in North Kivu province, there's also been a flare-up of local disputes over land and other issues in the Ruzizi Plain. That's on the border of South Kivu province and Burundi.
Over the last 12 days or so, we're seeing about 1,500 Congolese asylum seekers fleeing into their neighboring country, in this case Burundi. This is more low-level ethnic fighting. And what they're telling us, the people who are coming across, was that unidentified armed people killed about eight people and seriously wounded many more, and again, in the last 2 weeks.
The UNHCR says the asylum seekers are staying temporarily at the Cheshimiri Transit Center in Burundi's western province of Cibitoke. Some have been transferred to a refugee camp. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.